Welcome to Gnazim Podcast.
Sefer Shimush Tehillim, together with the Tzava of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, published in Sabionetta, Italy, in 1551, quite early. It's an old and rare and historic sefer. The Tehillim part corresponds, it's an interesting commentary that corresponds each capital Tehillim to a particular tefillah and what to have in mind, what kavana to have, which brings to mind, for me at least, the saying of the Kotzker, that had David HaMelech organized Tehillim in the perfect order, then we would be able to resuscitate the dead. We would be able to enact a Tchiyas HaMesim through the recital of the entire Tehillim. But just as importantly from a historical perspective is the appendix to this sefer, a first ever printing of the famous Tzava of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid from the time of the Rishonim, the Hasidei Ashkenaz in Germany, in the Middle Ages, the Sefer Hasidim, the one who most probably wrote Anim Zemires. So there's a famous tzava, a will that he wrote, a spiritual will, which was a centuries-long dispute subsequently regarding how binding this document is. Did he mean it for his descendants only? Did he mean it for all of Ashkenazi Jewry? Were those customs accepted or not by the wider Jewish community? The meaning behind some of those observances and so on. So regardless of its halachic status, the document itself is fascinating in the development of Ashkenaz cultural identity, and this is the first ever printing of the Tzavais Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid.
Gnazim, own your heritage. Discover more at gnazim.com.